Texter, I was named after Mark McGwire. Made his home run record the day I was born. Dad called my mom, said, how about McGwire? And she made him spell it differently, and my initials became PMC, almost like PNC Park. No, not almost like PNC Park. There's a different letter in there. PMC. My buddy Wes, you guys know Wes. Do you know Wes?
No.
Euler?
Yeah.
His middle name, I forget what it is, but it starts with a V. His initials are literally WVU.
Oh, God.
I know. He'll always have that over me. He's not afraid to hang it over me. I'm like, I'm a big fan.
He's a
like,
way bigger fan than you are, though. Like, just in general.
Here's how I've always quibbled with that. He was born a West Virginia fan. I made a choice. He didn't have a choice.
No, the choice was made for you. You couldn't get into Pitt.
Exactly.
I didn't apply to Pitt.
You couldn't.
You didn't become a West Virginia fan until you went there.
Right.
Yeah. You were a Pitt fan growing up. And you couldn't get into
Pitt. No, I was a casual college football fan.
The essay was too hard for you to comprehend.
He is denying so hard right now.
No, I told you. I got into CalU. I got into IUP. I applied to Ohio State. I got waitlisted. Still haven't heard back. And so then I went to West Virginia. It must have got lost in the mail somewhere, my eventual acceptance
letter. Yeah, right. Right.
You would figure if you're on the waitlist.
Probably went to Matt Crowley.
Might have gone to Matt Crowley. My uncle's name is Matt. Big Notre Dame guy, he is. Said that like Yoda.
Notre Dame guy, he is.
You think the Steelers need to upgrade over Juan Thornhill at free safety?
I don't think they need to spend another cent on defense.
I think he's fine.
Me too. I think any dollars they spend moving forward should be at the receiver position.
Who's the worst player on the defense?
Him.
I agree. And I think that's fine. He plays free safety. You've got arguably the best pass rush in the NFL. I've seen a number of different outlets out there tweet out like four different defensive back rooms, and they've asked the question, do the Steelers have the best DBs in the NFL? I think they're absolutely part of the conversation. Like Jalen Ramsey is not what he used to be, but you know what? He ain't far off. If you believe like the Pro Football Focus numbers, or you're like Dorn and you actually watch the games, and you can see that the guy still plays. Darius Slay's not going to have to play 100% of the snaps now, and that was going to be the case. That was the worry on him. The worry on Darius Slay wasn't, is he good enough? It was, can he hang in there at 34 for the full length of a season?
Mm-hmm.
Now I think it's JPJ and Ramsey on the outside and base, and when it's nickel, then Slay gets on the field as the outside guy. You kick Ramsey on inside. He's not going to have to play 99% of the snaps.
Right.
I'm trying to think where else they're weak on defense.
I mean, I would want a more proven, I guess, safety. And you say you wouldn't spend any more money on defense. Like, it depends on how much money's left over. I mean, we can figure that out real quick. But I don't think that you're going to have to pay somebody like
Justin Simmons.
How much money are you really going to have to pay him?
Probably $5 to $7 million.
I would want a proven safety. I mean, how many true reps did Juan Thornhill get in OTAs with Minka being here? Like, how many reps did he get of actually being the general back there? I want somebody that's going to be able to get everybody lined up. I don't care about really the physical traits back there, but I need somebody that's going to have a voice that gets people set, that understands what's going on, that understands. And it's not hard to understand defense. Like, you know, defense is defense. It doesn't matter where you go. But if you played a lot of defense at the safety position, which Juan Thornhill kind of has, you'll understand the defense. And then, like, Juan Thornhill, he's going in training camp with a limited amount of first-team reps here in this defense. So I might as well just bring in somebody that's even more proven than
him. Because you're not, from an understanding of the defense standpoint, that guy would only be behind OTAs and minicamp.
Yeah.
Because Juan Thornhill, it's not like he has been here.
And you still need you still do need depth there. A little bit.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely you need depth there. Definitely. Juan Thornhill, I mean, he graded out okay, like just to reference PFF again. I mean, 54th out of 171 safeties in coverage. I mean, that's decent. And forgive my ignorance on this, but could Deshaun Elliott be the guy who's lining people up?
Yes.
Okay.
Why they paid him. That's why they were willing to move on from the quarterback of the secondary. He's 28. He's in the prime of his career. He earned a paycheck here. And an extension. Make him the dude. He's a really good player.
He is really good.
He was really good last year.
He was six out of all safeties in what, run defense?
Yes. And you get him up near the line of scrimmage. Near the line of scrimmage, they're going to be damn good. And yeah. I think Peyton Wilson going to take a step forward. And Patrick Queen, I thought Patrick Queen was fine last year. He was not happy with his own performance. There's more there for him, too.
That was part of the schematic thing. And again, I have not admittedly like dug into the film on this.
Mm-hmm.
But they were playing Minka in the middle of the field a lot. Like, the least person I'm concerned with as a quarterback is a center field safety.
Right.
Like, they impact the game the least of the 11 players on the field. So if that's Juan Thornhill, and you've got Deshaun Elliott playing an insert three deep coverage or down playing, you know, some sort of quarter half look where he's a, you can hide a safety if you have really good corners. A really good safety, you don't necessarily want hiding bad corners. If that means you're playing too deep,
mm-hmm.
which means you can't stop the run.
They were trying to do that all season last year.
So I think that. They were not wasting, they weren't wasting Minka, but he wasn't
impacting.
He wasn't the tackler that Deshaun Elliott was. So they were putting him down into the box more. So I think schematically with where they're going now, having three bona fide number one corners where you can play any combination of man zone. You don't have to really play Nick. You're basically a three corner nickel. The safety position, unless someone gets hurt, which could happen, there's not as much stress on it. So that's why I wouldn't go out and, like, where are you going to put Justin Simmons? You're going to play him in the middle of the field?
So you're saying if you could have a wide receiver or a safety, you would go wide receiver?
1,000 times out of 1,000.
Yeah, I agree with
you.
That.
You would too?
I would honestly throw an offensive line there too.
They've got 3 weeks.
Their depth scares you there.
Yep.
They got 3 weeks till training camp. Like, they ain't adding two guys.
Probably not, no.
I would go receiver. And they haven't brought any safeties into my knowledge for visits and otherwise.
If I could pick a position on the team to have my worst player, it'd be probably free safety.
Yes.
Like on the entire team.
Absolutely.
Arguably.
Yeah. The only time that can get you is in third down situations when you've got obvious passing downs where they can be targeted. But even then. I mean, there's underneath defenders. You play some sort of two-man. They're protected, too. You could three corners play two-man. You're locked up underneath. You know, you got guys that can run at linebacker. It's not like stiff linebackers. You got Peyton Wilson. You got Patrick Queen. Like, these guys can move. Yeah, I feel like they're really, really set on defense. I mean, you said who's the worst player on their defense. Until I see otherwise, it's Thornhill or whoever's playing opposite Cam Hayward right now.
Right.
We don't know. It's not proven yet.
You're guessing that Derek Harmon can be the guy.
You're guessing that he's going to be a really good player.
He's
going to go out
there
and prove it. But right now, he's not. He's the least proven guy. But I'm banking on him being pretty good.
No, I mean, Jalen Ramsey can, in a pinch, like if somebody gets hurt.
Absolutely.
Go to free safety.
Played it in college. Has played a bunch of snaps in the NFL at safety here and there. Did it a ton with the Rams.
The transition, clearly. I mean, we've seen guys do it. We've seen all pros do it. We've seen Hall of Famers do it. A lot, Charles Woodson, Rod Woodson. The transition from corner to safety is probably the smallest out of any transition if you have to move on the field. Like moving from corner to free safety is easier in the transition realm than moving like from right tackle to left tackle.
Especially for a physical corner.
Yes.
Like Jalen.
Like Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, like you're going to have him playing in the slot. He's got to be able to, you know, play in the bubble and tackle. He could play on the hash.
According to reports, the Steelers look at Ramsey as like this version, their version now of Rod Woodson. And Rod Woodson was asked about it, and he said, oh, yeah, Jalen Ramsey can play safety. Absolutely he can.
Yeah, corners can play safety. Safeties can't play corner.
Right.